Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Doug, an enrolled agent in Northridge, California, who insists that the special $5,000 deduction for startup costs spent by businesses after October 22, 2004, only applies to companies who've already started doing business. Doug says they can't take the deduction the year before the business opens their doors. Tax Mama disagreed with Doug, so it was time to research the question and see who was right. Before digging any deeper into the tax code, Tax Mama went first to IRS publication 535, Business Expenses. In Chapter 8, Cost You Can Deduct or Capitalize, IRS says, business startup or organizational costs are generally capital expenditures. Okay, we all know that. However, you can elect to deduct up to $5,000 of business startup and $5,000 of organizational costs paid or incurred after October 22, 2004. The $5,000 deduction is reduced by the amount of your startup or organizational costs that exceed $50,000, and the remaining costs have to be amortized. So you note the paid or incurred after October 22, 2004 phrase? There's no requirement for the business to be in operation that I can see. Do you? But, aha, two paragraphs over it says, how to make the election. An election is a statement that you're going to take a position. You elect to deduct the startup or organizational costs by claiming the deduction on the tax return filed by the due date, including extensions, for the tax year in which the active trade or business begins. And there's more, but you don't care about that. So note the phrase, for the tax year in which the active trade or business begins. And there you have it. Doug is absolutely correct. You may not deduct startup costs in the year before the active trade or business begins. So, how do you make sure your costs are deductible in the first year before the business is quite ready for prime time? This is what you do. Make part of the business ready and sell something. Start selling a product or service, even if they are beta products or services. After all, once you're actively in business, you can deduct $5,000 that you might otherwise have had to split over 15 years. And remember, you can find answers and strategy about startup costs and all kinds of tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.